The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
2 o'clock straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Big Mac's not here today, but the former governor of New Jersey is. Chris Christie sitting in for what's expected to be 4 hours. We might not get through one on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join, 888-808-1019. Chris Christie, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Craig, tremendous to be here.
Yes.
It's good to be back. And I don't share your pessimism.
About the New York Mets?
No, about the... We'll get through an hour.
Oh, we're going to get through it. The question is, are we talking to each other after it?
No, we absolutely will. Look, yeah. After all of these years...
Yes, it's been a long time.
Going all the way back to like 2003.
2004. Yeah. It was, I think, 2000. I got to Jersey 2002, so probably three.
Well,
right?
And I remember the first time I appeared in person.
As do I.
On your Jersey Guys program was after we had indicted Charles Kushner.
That's right. That's
right. And all you wanted to know about was the hooker.
Yeah, because he set up his own sister's husband, his brother-in-law,
yeah,
with a lady of the evening to blackmail them over some like real estate deal or something.
No, they blackmailed because the sister was testifying in front of the federal grand jury
against him.
Against him,
right?
And
a wonderful family.
And he videotaped, the encounter between his brother-in-law and his hooker,
right,
that he paid $25,000 for.
Is that it was 25? And I want to know if she was good looking or not.
And I said, Craig, 25K.
Pretty good.
Come on, she's pretty good looking. And then he sent the videotape to his own sister,
yeah,
on the day of her son's engagement party, an engagement party that he was going to attend.
Yeah, it's a special family. Which was it, Jared or Josh Kushner? The one that just bought the Lakers?
Josh.
He's the one that bought the Lakers with Bob Iger.
Correct, yes.
Right, got it. Jared Kushner married Trump's daughter.
Yes, married to Ivanka.
There you go. Yeah, that's how this relationship began.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I got the job in 2007, you took me to Shea Stadium.
Yes.
And you guys had season tickets on the third baseline, and I went with your family, and we were sitting next to each other at a nondescript Met game. And you were about to become governor, I think?
Well, I was still U.S. attorney.
You weren't governor yet.
I was not governor yet. I was going to be governor 2 years from now.
And you said, if someone had said to me that you'd be the morning guy at the Fan and I might be the New Jersey governor, I would have them drug tested and probably thrown away.
Yeah, well.
Right, and here we are.
And here we are.
All these years later.
With a few stops in between. For both of us.
I was on a federal government vacation, sponsored vacation.
Well,
yeah, you,
but by the way, free federal housing is free federal housing.
It was free.
It was.
People don't know that Governor Christie came to visit me when I was locked up.
I did.
And I got a flat tire.
I did.
On the way, was about 3 hours late to the visit.
Yeah.
But still showed up.
I did.
In a rental car.
In a rental car.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it was free.
Now,
little did I know that my car had no spare.
Yeah, that's right. It was a nice car. I won't say the brand, but you had a nice car that didn't have a spare in it. But the best part of the story when you came to visit me was there are rules about visiting people in federal prison.
Yes, there are.
And one of those rules is that you could stay the entire length of the visit. It could be like 3-4 hours, whatever it is. But you can't bring your own food in or drink in, obviously, because they're concerned about contraband, which, quite famously, that's how you sneak contraband in, right?
Yep.
So I told Chris to make sure he got a bunch of singles so that we could both use the vending machine. And you went to the bank, if I remember the story correctly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you said to the teller who knew who you were, I need 100.
I need 50 singles. And she looked at me, she's like, so, Governor, where are you going?
Like, does Mary Pat know about this?
And the best part of that was, like, do I give her the real answer?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to visit a friend in the federal pokey.
Yeah.
Or does she just think I'm going to a strip club? I didn't know, quite frankly, which one would be worse. So I just said, yeah, I just need that.
I just need the singles. I just need the singles. Don't ask any questions.
Right. And, you know, we came in there with the singles. The most surprised guy when I walked in was the warden.
Yes, yes.
He greeted me.
They knew you were coming because you're on the visitor list. But also they were concerned. The only time that guy ever spoke to me, it was the assistant warden. And they called me into his office the day or two before you came. And they said, you need to let Chris know that the state troopers cannot bring their guns into the prison. And I said, he's not governor anymore. No. He doesn't have state troopers.
No.
They said, well, just let him know that you cannot bring a gun into the facility, and you didn't, and it was awesome.
Not something that I was actively considering.
No, you're like, I wonder if I could bring my gun into prison.
I wonder if I could bring a gun in here.
Yeah, they were concerned about it.
You know, they had forgotten that I had been U.S. attorney, so I was kind of aware of the rules.
Where are the rules there?
In the federal pokey.
And then what you don't know is because you came in, and obviously you knew that people recognized you, that's obvious when that happens, is it changed my remaining time there. Because now everybody thought if they could come to me and you would do them some kind of solid. And I said, he hasn't done me any solids.
What do you think I'm doing here?
Yeah. Like, he didn't come to spring me. He came to visit me. So, for a couple of weeks there, I had a lot of people I never met before saying, yo, could you tell the governor, you know, I'm innocent? I'm like, we're all innocent, aren't we? Is that part of the deal, prison?
I've never met a guilty guy in prison.
Yeah, exactly right. But it's interesting you coming in today.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Yankees get bad news. Max Fried is going to be out.
Yeah.
They say 15-day, but it looks like it'll be longer than that. Your Dallas Cowboys have a chance to maybe win the NFC East this year.
Maybe.
If you think the Eagles take a step back. But I heard you, overheard you in the halls here of WFAN with a new mantra. And I just want to make sure that I and the listeners of this show who are going to call in are going to, I think, hopefully, talk you out of this silly, ridiculous mantra that you are now perpetuating in the halls of WFAN. And for those of you that obviously they're not in the halls of FAN, this is the mantra that Chris Christie has been saying over and over again for the last 35 minutes. 26 and 10.
Look.
26 and 10.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the question from your program director here was, are they going to make it interesting?
Meaning the Mets.
Right. How could they make it interesting?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, last year, 83 wins, got in the wild card. We sit at 57 and 69 going into tonight. That means we'd have to go at least 26 and 10 in the final 36 to be where you needed to be last year to get in the wild card. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
You know it's not going to happen.
Here's the
thing.
Just
admit it's over.
Let me tell you something. All I do is follow the language of our interim manager, Andy Green.
Who you like?
I do like Andy a great deal.
He's not going to be the manager next year. That's already established.
Apparently, he has said that.
What if he comes in and says, you know what? Look what I did in the second half. I mean, they're playing better ball, obviously. They're winning games. It's all irrelevant. They're dead and gone. You think it's a chance he fights for the gig or no?
No, I think Andy really likes what he does in the front office.
Got it. Okay.
That's my guess. But, you know, you never know. Because guess what? If 26 and 10 happens, then that could be a whole different ballgame. But Andy says, we got a game tonight. Let's win the game tonight.
He's one of those guys, one game at a time, one pitch at a time, guys.
Not one pitch at a time. We got a game in front of us tonight.
Okay.
Let's figure out a way how to win that game tonight. And by the way, he is over 500 as Met manager.
Here we go. I mean, he is special.
The fact of the matter
is, he's
over 500.
Team. Come on.
No, it's not.
It is a bad baseball team.
It is not a bad baseball team. It has been an injured baseball team.
It is a bad baseball team. The Yankees are injured. They're well over 500.
The Yankees had one real major injury to Aaron Judge, because you can't count Stanton.
Garrett Cole didn't start the season. Stanton hasn't played since April.
Max Fried missed two months. By the way, Stanton never plays.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
That's a built-in expectation.
I even forgot Stanton was on the team.
I do too sometimes.
Right?
I agree.
Okay. But all I'm saying is, remember this.
Go ahead.
The team that was put together in the offseason, we've now have played 126 games.
Okay.
That team has played together six games. Six games.
Six total games. Okay.
Six total games.
Yeah.
So, look, Francisco Lindor is doing great since he's gotten over his injury.
Okay.
By the way, you get through these games in August.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto could be back.
Oh, here we go.
And then all of a sudden.
I appreciate the fandom.
Then all of a sudden.
But you know it's over.
Then all of a sudden, here's the thing. Look, I know everybody has buried the Mets. And,
yes.
And look,
rightfully so.
Given our performance early in the season, rightfully so. All I'm saying is, don't let us win tonight.
Because God forbid you win tonight, you might win again tomorrow night.
Well,
Is that where we're going?
And by the way, we win tonight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Then we'll
25.
Oh, it's going to be 25 and 10.
I see where it's going.
Okay. And by the way, don't let us sweep the Padres.
Yeah. Oh, because then it's 23 and 10.
Because if we do.
All of a sudden it becomes a manageable number.
Because if we do.
Yeah.
Then we go out to Chicago this weekend.
That's right.
Against the White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't let us win two out of three.
Look,
on the road against the White Sox, because then we come home.
I appreciate the fandom. I do. You know I do. Your fandom is real. Your fandom is unwavering. I appreciate all that. I do.
Just don't let us win
tonight.
But
it has been the most embarrassing season maybe in your lifetime.
No, definitely not.
As the New York Mets.
I have been much more
embarrassed.
And
1962 doesn't count because that was the first year.
I was born in 62. I don't remember it.
Right.
Look, I would argue to you that there have been a number of more embarrassing seasons.
Well, maybe we'll do. I'll let you do a top five list later today. How's that? You give us the five most embarrassing Mets seasons.
Let me tell you, I can't believe I said only. Can I do 15?
Maybe
five.
Yeah.
I mean, five is too hard.
We'll give you a chance as many as you want.
I want to be clear.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're going to go 26 and 10.
Because you know you're not.
All I'm saying is this: don't let us win tonight.
Okay. I look at all the Net fans here shaking their heads.
26 and 10.
Yeah.
Don't let us win tonight. Because you know what that means?
Yes, I know what it means.
Another series.
Another series.
I guess another playoff team.
Meanwhile, while the Mets
try to
go 26 and 10 and
Zach
get to a whopping
tonight.
83 wins this year, which is probably not going to get you in anyway, although it'll be a fun little story for September.
Let me tell you. If we go into the last week or 10 days, and we're within spitting distance, I'm coming back.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to feed it to you.
Matter of fact, you can come back. I'll take the day off.
By hand.
Do the whole show.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I need to be here to suffer.
I can't be here with Big Mac.
No, because your Mets shilling versus his Yankee shilling.
Right.
They're like two Rams butting heads.
And he's got the big show he does for the Yankees.
The Go-Get'em podcast.
The Go-Get'em podcast.
Yes, he purposely left his polo sweater in Lantro's box, so we have to go back.
Here's what you have to look out for.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting any younger in the Yankee radio booth.
That is true.
And McGonagall might be the guy.
Yes.
He might be the next Yankee.
He's the next Dave Sims?
He's the next Keith Rad.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he might be the
guy. Look, we're going to get your calls throughout the day, 888-808-1019. Let's not use injuries, though, as your excuse making for why the New York Mets have not had a good season, because the New York Yankees have had just as many injuries, and their best player has not played in over 2 months now. And they are double-digit games over 500, and they lock to be in the postseason.
They've had better pitching than us.
They've had much better pitching than just about everybody.
Right. So
like,
that's
their starting
the
pitching, and Bednar's been a rock star, other than when he played against you guys a couple months ago. They have the best pitching staff in the sport, I think.
Is that fair to say? It's easier than the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. And
now the Freed's out. Maybe you lean to the Dodgers. I can accept that.
And by the way.
But in the American League, they have the best pitching staff.
Oh, by far. Look.
Yeah.
The American League, think about this. Today, at 57 and 69,
The
Mets would only be 5.5 out of the wild card.
But they'd still be 5.5 out of the wild card, they don't play in the American League.
But that's how bad the American League is my point.
Yes.
Is you can be 12 games under 500.
And close.
and be within hey, we win five or six in a row, we're in.
I agree. Do you think the Mets have, you're going to love this. I'd just get all the stuff out of the way with the Mets,
and then
we can actually do a show. Do you think the Mets have started to play better since all the wives are not getting along and there's no political debates in that locker room? We're good now on that?
I have no idea what you're talking about. But what I would say is, how about this?
Go ahead.
How about this Mets bullpen?
Yes.
We traded everyone. everyone in the bullpen, all these young guys come up from the farm system.
Everyone's doing well.
And they're killing it.
Yeah. In a very small sample size, but yes. Look. It's a small sample size. Daniel, you know baseball. Anyone could have a great month.
Daniel Duarte last night.
Yes.
How about that? We may have found Kodai Senga's sweet spot.
You think so?
We might
being
have.
A closer
we
in
might
meaningless
have.
Games. That's what he's best
maybe,
at.
Maybe
it's the pressure. That's
maybe
what it
they're
is
meaningless
him.
To you.
Well, it's meaningless to everybody.
They're really not.
Yes.
Look at the guys back there. Are these games meaningless to these guys?
No, they love it. They love
locked
it.
In.
Locked in. That's
let me
Anthony Gallo locked in.
By the way, and I'm going to be out there tonight.
Are you going?
Oh, 7:10.
Nice.
First pitch.
So you got to get out of here at 6 o'clock.
Zach, well.
I mean, me too.
You don't stay. You don't stay past six. No, so sure as hell, I'm not staying past six.
Yeah. All right. So listen,
who's going to host here past six?
I think it's going to be Gallo and Connor. I think.
Oh, Yankees.
Yankees. Yankees are early
Yankees
tonight.
At 5:55.
So we're done at 5:55. The Yankees have an early start tonight in Baltimore against Pete Alonso. You remember Pete?
Remember
the guy that's a lock for 30 home runs and 100 RBIs every year?
I love Pete Alonso.
Everybody loves Pete.
Let me ask you a quick question. Player.
When Pete Alonso and the Orioles come to Citi Field this year, which is happening in September.
Yep, mid-September.
I'm assuming the Mets are going to give him a video.
Sure,
I mean, everyone gets a video these days. How do you think the front office, Steve Cohen, et cetera, are going to react when Pete Alonso gets the obvious standing ovation at his first at-bat?
They're going to be thrilled.
They're good with it?
No, look, nobody that I know of in the Mets organization didn't really like Pete and didn't really admire what Pete did for the franchise for the entire first 8 years of his career. It was just a difference of opinion about how much he should be paid going forward.
Sure.
And that was it. So I think they'll be thrilled. I think my guess is, If Steve's there that night, which he usually is,
red carpet,
he'll get a great welcome. He'll be up and applauding as well. He'll never forget Pete hitting that ball out in Milwaukee.
No, nobody.
Right?
Can
nobody
it.
Will. And no. So, no, I think everybody.
It'll be good.
It'll be the fans will.
And
be
I think
amazing.
Pete will be good too. I don't think he'll be
he's not bitter.
I don't think he got a lot of money.
He got a lot of money. He got what he wanted.
Yes, he did. All right, we got a lot of baseball for you today. Yankees are back in action. They get the bad news that Max Fried is out. The real question is how long is he out? And I got to be honest, I'm concerned now from a Jet perspective. They said Breece Hall is 2 to 3 weeks now with the groin. Yesterday, Aaron Glenn came out and said, I'm not concerned about it. One of those things that happens. I heard Tiki earlier today say every running back has that at some point. You know, in the summertime, it's not that big a deal. And then after he said that, if I can be fair to Tiki as well on that, the Jets came out and said, we are now looking at 2 to 3 weeks. Now, it's obvious that Breece Hall is not going to play in the final two preseason games, nor should he. But when you start telling me that the return from a groin injury for your star running back is 2 to 3 weeks, that means opening day is now in question for Breece Hall.
And what about
that is a big concern.
And what about his effectiveness at opening day?
Right. Are you going to give him 25 carries off a bruised groin?
There's no way.
Yeah. So I think the Jets, and I don't want to say it's a major hit yet because I don't know, but 2 to 3 weeks is enough for me as a Jet fan to now be concerned. And I guarantee you that my guy Robert Saleh has a big smile on his face because that game just became a lot better and easier for the Titans in week one. And that is a problem because if the Jets don't win week one, 0-5 is on the table.
Look, they need to win that game against the Titans.
Absolutely right.
For a bunch of reasons. Not only because their former head coach is in the building.
And that game is circled. Robert Saleh wants as much as Dable wants when they play the Giants later on.
No doubt.
Yep.
But I think also, you know, it's important for Jet fans to have a little hope.
Yes. And I have that right now.
And,
I do.
And if they lose game one out of the box to a Titans team that, quite frankly, I think on paper is worse than the Jets by a decent amount, that's not a good thing.
No. That's the game you have to. I know it's on the road. I get all that. I know, look, I think Cam Ward's going to be a good quarterback. I like Robert Saleh. You know his defense is going to be good.
Yep.
I think Dable's got something to prove now. I think they're going to do a great job in building Cam Ward. But when you look at the Jets' schedule, that's a game us as Jet fans have circled.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I'll just play it out for you real quick. If the Jets lose to the Titans on September 13th, they play the Packers the next week, the Lions after that, and the Bears after that. That's 0-4 if you lose to the Titans. That's on the table.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure they don't beat the Packers.
You want to give me a sneak win there?
I'm not predicting a win, but I'm saying if the Jets beat the Packers in week two,
okay,
I wouldn't say, oh my, because I think the Packers.
You wouldn't be shocked.
Right. No Micah Parsons.
Right.
That defense is going to be less.
Right.
And if, again, but this is Breece Hall. Like, you need Breece Hall.
He's got
to
be on the
field.
To
be able to run the ball, because you can run the ball against the Packers.
Well, we're going to talk about all that stuff. Obviously, Chris is a diehard Cowboy fan. We'll let him take shots at Jackson Dart, who he does not believe is going to be a great quarterback.
I did not say
you
that.
You didn't say that?
No, I did not.
I put words in your mouth on that one?
Yes, you did.
I apologize for that.
Look, the last time, or one of the last times I was on with you.
Yeah.
I got myself in trouble with a giant quarterback.
Yes, you made fun of Eli Manning.
And I'm not doing it this time.
Yes. No, no, but you were saying off the air that you're like, this Jackson Dart
can't
play.
No, I was not saying that.
You said he's the worst quarterback in the division.
No.
You're right.
No, by the way.
Jaden Daniels is better. He's healthy. Dak Prescott's better.
Jaden Daniels has to be upright to be better.
Okay, and Jalen Hurts is better. That's not a knock.
I'd say he's the third best quarterback in the division.
I'd say he's the fourth best quarterback in the division.
Well, we disagree.
I think Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in that division. I think Dak Prescott's the second best quarterback.
Dak Prescott's the best quarterback.
I think Jaden Daniels is the third best. And I think Jackson Dart's the fourth best.
Let me tell you, the Eagles right now,
yes,
today, would trade Jalen Hurts for Dak Prescott straight up.
No, they would not.
Straight up.
No, they would not.
And you know what would happen? They'd win the Super Bowl.
By the way, the Dallas Cowboys would make that deal.
No, they wouldn't.
In a heartbeat.
Now,
Jerry Jones would trade him straight up in a heartbeat.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Jalen Hurts, very average.
He has been to two Super Bowls.
Very
and
average.
And has a Super Bowl MVP.
Very average.
888-808-1009. We'll get all your calls. It's going to be an interesting afternoon here. I can tell you that. Big Mac is not back till September, I think. Is that the idea? Chris Christie's sitting in. We'll get your calls. I'm going to have some fun. And somebody that loves the Mets as much as Big Mac loves the Yankees.
Don't let us win.
It's going to be
tonight.
An interesting day.
Don't let
26
us win
and 10.
By the way.
Don't let us win.
Are they
going to
put that up in like the Jumbotron? Don't let us win tonight.
Don't let us win tonight.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
We'll see.
Is the box full tonight, or you have a couple extra seats?
I got a few extra seats. You want to come out?
No, I'm good. But Gallo was looking for a place to go.
I mean, I thought, well, why wouldn't you want to come out? You're a Mets fan.
Because you didn't invite me. I don't go where I'm not invited. You know that.
I just did.
I've been very No, I brought it up. That wasn't a real invitation.
Of course it's a real invitation.
That's a fugazi invitation.
How many times have you brought it up and I haven't invited you?
You've never invited me.
I have. Yes, I have.
I know you
You've
did.
Eaten my food there.
I have, yes. Because you always have a nice spread.
Thank you.
You're going to go broke with the spread you put on.
By the way, if we go 26 and 10, I'm definitely going to be broke.
There's no doubt about that.
I'll be there every night.
Yeah. Head home in a new Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Edison. The Mercedes-Benz Welcome Home Celebration is here. You'll find exceptional opportunities to drive home luxury now with special offers on the versatile GLC and GLE SUVs and the C-Class sedan. Whether you choose gas, hybrid, or all electric, Mercedes-Benz of Edison will help you find the perfect fit for your lifestyle. But hurry, the Welcome Home Celebration ends August 31st. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Edison, where luxury feels like home.
This portion of the program is sponsored by the New York State Thruway Authority. Imagine that your workplace is inches from traffic and a car flies by, drifting because someone checked their phone. People work here. They trust you. Don't drive distracted. Funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration with a grant from the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Also sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Lemonades, plus vodka. It's not a sell.